The church has put out all the details that we're required to put out, and more details will likely emerge over the next weeks. You'll hear a lot of things out there. Some will be true, some won't be. It's not the church's place to confirm or deny, but we're moving forward, and all that other stuff is just going to be noise that we're, as elders and leaders, have to ignore right now as we look forward to the future of Mosaic. What does that look like? Well, first of all, I should share with you that we have hired an executive, a lead teaching pastor recruiting group, for lack of a better word. That's all they do. They staff churches. This group is called the Slingshot Group. If you want more information on them, go to slingshotgroup.org. And they have a division in their company that is 100% focused on lead teaching pastors. They will be in our church the week of the weekend of the 23rd and 24th, 2 weeks from now. They will be spending all weekend with our staff, spending a lot of time with our elders, and they will be at every service and understanding our church and our beliefs and our core values that will never change. We will always have core values of truth, worship, community, and outreach. We'll always be a me-too church. We'll always be open-handed, close-handed. We'll always be about making a big deal about Jesus. We'll always teach verse by verse through books of the Bible. We'll be a Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching church. It's never going to change. But as leaders, we have to look forward to the future. We don't know what that looks like. There are a lot of unknowns. But I want you to know that we're driving this train as fast as we can towards that end game. We have basically always three choices. Our choices are normally we can continue doing the same thing and be the same. Or we can go forward with a lower quality, or we can raise our game. In this instance, the option to stay the same has not been given to us. We have one or two choices. We're either going to downgrade or upgrade. I don't want to be harsh about this, but those are our only two choices. As leaders, since we have the choice, we are going to upgrade. We are going to take this church to the next level, and we owe it to Dustin to do it as well. It's what he wants. It's what we all want. So the lead pastor that comes here will be able to preach his face off. Dustin is an amazing preacher. He's not the only amazing preacher out there. So we are not going to miss a beat when it comes to the preaching. The rest of it is character and chemistry with the staff. Leadership has always been with six dudes. Currently it's with five. It will be back to six. We're going to bring a pastor in that we can get behind, just like we were behind Dustin, and let him do his job as well. We are I'm amazed at you guys. Our volunteerism in this church, the number of people that have stepped up to volunteer, normally in a situation like this would decrease. Ours has increased. People have stepped up and said, hey, my church needs me right now. Where can I plug in? Man, I thank you for that. The future of Mosaic is bright.